In a late night vote on Monday, last night, the Alaska House passed legislation meant to advance the construction of a small diameter gas pipeline. It would transport natural gas from the North Slope to South Central for Alaskan consumption and potentially for export. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 4 Finance entitled An Act Relating to the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation Establishing the Alaska Gas Line.
If I let the full title of the in-state gas line bill play through, we would be nearly 2 minutes into this story. The thing is complicated. It would make the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, or AGDC, its own separate entity and position it to receive $225 million in state funds this year for design and permitting work, with at least another $175 million to come down the road. The hope is to eventually hand things off to private firms for construction of a 700-mile line capable of moving 500 million cubic feet of gas a day. That would cover urban Alaska's energy needs and still leave some available for export. Passage of the bill was a coup for Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican who had failed to advance similar legislation in the past. Wearing an Alaska bolo tie and Johnny Cash-style black suit, he handed over his gavel, stepped down from his podium, and gave a rare speech to the House.
We all want the cheapest gas or the cheapest energy that we can get to all Alaskans.
Not everyone is happy with the bill. Democrats have concerns that it doesn't do enough in the way of public oversight or consumer protection. They made multiple attempts to tweak the document. One amendment would have put into statute language prioritizing the Alaska market over foreign demand in the event of a gas shortage. Another would have given the legislature final approval of a pipeline plan before construction. As written, control of project implementation falls to AGDC and industry. Representative Les Guerra of Anchorage said the amendment was needed to give the public a say on whether the pipeline should be built depending on how much it would bring down utility rates.
The bill is written to say, by passing this bill, this is final legislative approval. The public can talk all it wants in the future about how high the price of gas might be under this project, but nobody will be there to listen.
Guerra also argued that since the state was putting hundreds of millions of dollars into project development, the legislature should have some say on if the pipeline is worth the money before ground is broken. Representative Mike Hawker, an architect of the bill, responded that any pipeline construction and utility rate agreements would be reviewed by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska and an AGDC board made up of the governor's appointees. He said that with the way the bill is written, North Slope producers, pipeline operators, and utility companies would all have to negotiate with each other and have incentive to agree on the best possible rate, which in turn would get passed on to the consumer. The Anchorage Republicans' opposition to the amendment also had a philosophical basis. The key principle for Hawker in drafting the bill was market efficiency.
Why in the world would we want the legislature to interfere in a private sector transaction that actually moves a pipeline project forward? I don't think that we ought to be there.
All eight of the Democrats' amendments failed, though a pair of measures concerning local hire received some Republican support. The gas line bill ultimately passed 30-9, with four representatives splitting from their caucuses on the vote. Democrats Max Gruenberg of Anchorage and Scott Kawasaki of Fairbanks voted yes on the bill. Neil Foster of Nome broke with the majority, along with Eric Feige, a Chickaloon Republican who also represents Valdez. The city of Valdez has been an advocate for a bigger pipeline, and it was behind a million-dollar advertising campaign against the bill because of how it could indefinitely sideline the AGEA project. With less than 2 weeks left to the legislative session, the bill has been sent over to the Senate, where two committees have been assigned to review the measure. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.